life.
Okay.
Daf Chav Chesav and Aleph Rose, he did a Nerloi Mumbasach Shnasei, Rishad Lekaimai, which called Shnemes Leperudah. If the animal had a Mumbasach Shnasei, it was Nerloi Mumbasach Shnasei, Rishad Lekaimai, Kol Shneim Oser Chodesh. Okay, so you're allowed to keep it for an entire year.
Israel, you're talking about Israel before he sells it to
Either it doesn't make a difference. No, it doesn't make a difference.
He doesn't have to bring it as a carbon, is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
There's no carbon, it's a blemish.
There's no carbon. Now that there's a blemish, there's no emergency. There's no emergency, okay? So it says, Achloi, let's see, Bisman, has the Rashi over here? Look at Rashi, Dibet Hamasil. Okay, look at the Dibet Hamasil. Hikadinel Lubimum, Uli Achash Nosoi, that's a Revaita. Let's see the Gemara. Ibayalu. In fact, what exactly does the words of the Gemara mean? The Gemara says over here, Hacham Nole Besuch Shnasai, Rashad Lekaim Ukol Shnei Masuch Chodesh. It has a mum Besuch Shnasai, you can keep it for Shnei Masuch Chodesh, Ula Acha Shnasai, Nam Yishleishim. So what happens when the year is over, right? You're allowed to keep it for 12 months, and then what? So does that mean that now the clock starts fresh? That after 12 months you have another 30 days.
Where do you
days?
Get this 30 days?
That's the ordinary. Normally, when the animal is born and there is no blemish.
But he's saying Iboiluhu on a statement that doesn't mention anything about 30 days.
Right. All it says in the statement is that if it's no by mom, if it's no lad by mom, all it says over here is Rashai Lekaimai Kol Shneim Asar Chodesh. Now, under normal circumstances, if it's no lad by mom, what is the halacha? Under normal circumstances, if you're living in Chutz Liaretz, Bizman Hazeh, and it's Noilad by Mum, what's the halacha? 30 days.
30 days what?
You don't have to give it to the Kohen for 30 days.
Yeah.
You don't have to give it to the Kohen for 30 days. Correct?
What's the reason that he...
You're not allowed to.
The coins per... Chuslaritz, there's no carbon.
Not Chuslaritz, I corrected myself.
There's no carbon
anyway. So therefore, when you give it to the coin, what is he going to do with it when you give it to the coin?
He's going to
shacht it.
And do what with it?
Eat it. It's his property.
What made it chulin?
Blemish. He has to wait until the development. Yes, I'm not clear. You have to wait until it develops a blemish. You have the animal. The animal, it's bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, the animal cannot go as a korban. Bizman hazeh. So it says in the Mishnah, we have to clarify.
What's the difference between bizman hazeh and bizman hazeh migdash, but it's chutz laretz? Chutzlars is no bedina bechor.
Not bechor, not chutz. Bechor, there is a din. The chutzlars, that's not the correct term. I'm sorry I said that. Chutzlars has nothing to do with anything. There's no difference between chutzlars and Eretz Yisrael. There's absolutely no difference. There's a din of bechor even in chutzlars. You have to take it to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
Okay, so now, it says in the Mishnah, all it said in the Mishnah was, okay? We have to clarify what those words mean. Let's just read a few more words of the Gemara,
okay,
and maybe it will become clear. Frak the Gemara, I have a shayla to ask you. What's my shayla I'm going to ask you? Is this what it means in the Braisa? Noilaloy, you paying attention?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose you.
Okay, I understand. Okay, go ahead.
So it's over here, Hachamar. Noilai Mbusach Shnasai, if it develops a blemish within this first year, Rashai Lekaima Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh, Ula Achar Shnasai Nami Shloishim. So, in other words, the clock is reset. The smallest amount of time that you're allowed in the Mekayim is 30 days. Want to go back on the Mishnah again?
What does it mean the smallest amount you're allowed to be in Mekayim?
Let's go back to the Mishnah. What is in the Mishnah? The Mishnah over here says, go to the Mishnah very quickly. Ad kama Yisrael chayavim l'tapel b'char.
Yes.
For how long is the Yisrael obligated? It's chavav on the days. For how long is the Yisrael? You want to Here he explains over here in the Hakdama, the Rambam says.
Right, I'm looking at the here, all the way to the beginning.
The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah, when you give a gift to a Kohen, part of the gift is not to be matriach the Kohen. Okay? So when you have a Bukhar, an animal is born, it's not fit immediately to be shachted. So therefore, it's not proper for you to go give the Bukhar to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to raise the Bukhar until it's roy for a karbon, or roy for a shchita. It's not proper. Okay, it's not proper to put the burden
on the Kohen.
Therefore, you, the Yisro, have an obligation to raise it for 30 days. I read the words of the Rambam.
Now, why 30 days? Why not 8 days?
Why? Because I guess I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Because 8 days you can bring the carbon away, but I guess even though you can technically bring the carbon after 8 days, it's still not the proper thing to do. There are things that can be done, but it's still not correct. Okay, the words right. The words of the Rambam are manes kunda shachin little kain derech kovet. You gotta give it to the kain derech kovet. Chaderech shneis matanis l'malachim hagadol. You give to kings.
This is hilchos what?
Hilchos b'chiris.
B'chiris. Okay, go ahead.
Ulchein ein lo seis lohem dvarim sheish vam amol v'toyrach. I'm not sure this is the shachin was the Rambam. This is paraphrased the Rambam. It's not their chere, it's not their kovoy to give them an object which requires a lot of effort. El rak dvarim shenigmar ptipulam. Machmas din zet slichim haba olim letabal v'chor achi yigadel me'at. It's your duty to give a tim koydim shen yidnu l'koyen. Mishnah senu dona zman mutal abolim l'torach. What's the shir? So the below in the shir over here is 30 days. Okay, then the mission, we'll see the mission side now. The mission here says, At kama Yisrael chayim l'tabal b'chor, and Rashi taught us b'zman hazeh. So Rashi told that this opening of the mission discussing the case when in Eretz b'zman hazeh, when it's no carbon. So what will the Kohen do with the animal?
He'll eat it.
But he has to wait until it gets a blemish.
So what does he do before he has to wait till it gets a blemish? It never gets
correct.
A blemish.
Then he's stuck with
it. He's not allowed to give it a blemish.
Us, so, that's the worst that you could possibly
right.
do.
So if the Yisrael has it, you would think B'kavod would be that the Yisrael should keep it.
Correct.
Why should the Kohen, yes. why should you burden the Kohen with
is,
maintaining
that
animal?
That is a very, very important point you have just made. I don't know the answer. Obviously, it means that there's a balance. Let's see what it says. Ad kamo Yisrael chayim l'tabo b'chor b'daka shoshim yom b'gasa chamishim yom. Rabbi Yosef Amir b'daka shloshim chadashim. Amal ha'koyin next. Amal ha'koyin hazmin li. Like we learned that was yesterday's daf. Now, then we come to the next part of the mission. So that everything that we did is yesterday's daf. Correct?
Yes.
Then we come to part two of the mission. Part two of the mission is the Baal Mum Hu. Oh. So now the animal is the Baal Mum, so it's all ready to be shechted immediately. We'll give it to me right away. I want to eat it.
Mutter.
I want to shecht it right away. It's going to be mutter.
Why don't you have a din? Forget about mutter. Why isn't there a chiyuv to give it to him right away?
I guess it's even
if he's allowed to eat it.
I hear the question. I guess it's still not a covet. I'm assuming that it's still not their cheretz to give it to him right away. Let me see what's over here. The im b'chor b'al mum hu. So b'chor b'al mum. Doesn't say. He doesn't say why he was alone in the lush. But as far as the Kohen Shum Hanob and Mukhari the Talosh Nibal Rum, the Vakasha Kohen Yisrael lit no Rum Sosmanoi, the Tibal Nirish Reitzel Hatzla Sami Tichosim Tibal. Okay, he doesn't say Zel. Okay, I guess what he's saying over here is that right? If there's no blemish, when there's no blemish, then for 1 month you're not allowed to give it him because his mamish has nothing to do with it. But if it has a blemish, since when it has already a blemish, you can immediately derive benefit from it by shechting it. So then you can give it to him immediately.
Why would he shecht some, if within 1 month it doesn't have anything to do with it, why if it has a blemish would he shecht it?
He's allowed, he's supposed to do with it.
Once, what's magical about the first month in the animal's life?
So I don't know the answer. I don't know, but I'm assuming the answer is that when you bring a bechor as a korban on the mizbeach, even though technically you can bring it when it's 8 days old, that's not a korban muhudar. A korban muhudar is where the animal already is developed.
At least the bakayama, at least 30 days old.
Correct. That's
so the first
assumption.
30 days, where there's definitely an expense to keep it until it's roi lakrava, Yisrael should keep it because that makes it kovedik giving it
exactly,
over to the kohen.
Exactly.
So whether it's now, that's true if he's a tam, if it's not a mum. Right. But what about if it's a mum?
So then it's not going on the mizbeach.
So it's not going on the mizbeach. So it's not a question of going on the mizbeach. It's a question of eating it. He's going to eat it. The kohen is going to eat it. So is there
a blemish? If he gets a blemish.
So is it an idea to give it to him within the 30 days?
So the answer is, it depends if he wants to take it. See, the way he explains over here, in the parish is that if it's a tam, let's just say for argument's sake, there was a Beis HaMikdash. And this Bukhar would end up as a carbon on the Mizbeach.
Okay? Right?
Let us say, for argument's sake, you gave it to the Kohen after the first day that it was born. Is the Kohen allowed to take this animal and bring it as a carbon?
No.
No. So who then will have the burden of raising the animal for 30 days?
If you gave it to the Kohen will have it.
You're not allowed to put that burden on the Kohen, because the Kohen cannot shecht it until 30 days.
Correct.
So therefore,
You should have to keep it.
Therefore, you have to keep it. But let's say it has a blemish.
And we're still talking about a place where you could bring a carbon. There's a Beis HaMikdash. And as a blemish.
So then, is the coin going to bring it on the Mizbeach?
No.
No. What will the coin do with it?
You're saying eat it.
Eat it.
So now,
it.
Eat it.
So therefore, if
is there still the 30 days?
It, so, l'chatchila, yes. Because it's also, since it's his property, and if he wants to eat a healthy, mature animal for 30 days, it would be nice to wait until you should be the one that's matriach with the animal so it develops for 30 days. But if the kohen says, listen,
Dafka, I want it now,
I'm going to eat it for dinner tonight.
You could give it to him.
You're getting, because you're not causing him any tirucha. If he says, I want to shecht it immediately and eat it, you're not causing him a tirucha.
So that's good and nice what you just said, but the Mishnah is not talking about that. Mishnah is talking about Bizman Hazeh.
Right,
so everything you told me until now was Bizman HaMikdash.
Right, so the answer is that Bizman Sha'in Beis HaMikdash Kayim.
So there's never a Bechor of carbon.
Right, but the truth is, it doesn't make a difference. It really is all the same anyway.
But one second, if where there's no Beis HaMikdash, yes. What happens to a tam?
You hold it for 30 days, like you would hold it had it there been a Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
And after 30 days, you say to the Kohen, it's not my problem anymore. Just because there's no Beis HaMikdash, too bad, it's all yours.
And what is the Kohen allowed to do with it?
Nothing. Yes, he now has the tircha of letting it graze until it develops a blemish.
And when it develops a blemish, then he's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to shecht it and eat it.
Correct.
Bizman hazeh,
correct. So there's really no difference almost. That's what it appears to be saying. There's very, very no difference.
If there's a blemish. If there's a blemish, there's no difference.
And either there's not a blemish, there's no difference.
Well, because if there's no blemish,
same exact thing. If there's no blemish, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you can't give it to me. You don't give it to him until it's ready to go on the Mizbeach. When is it ready to go on the Mizbeach?
After 30 days.
We learn Pasek. Meleyascha v'demascha b'chor b'nech v'makesh b'chor t'v'shor. It seems like the din of waiting by a b'chor for 30 days to shecht it overrides the halacha of 8 days. U'miyoyim ha'shmini v'holo yeirotzeh. It seems from the Gemara that we learned yesterday that you're not allowed to be makir of a Bukhar until 30 days pass. Just like a human being. When do you redeem the human being? Bukhar b'necha tifta.
30 days.
So therefore it appears that the din Bukhar is a naya din. A regular carbon. You want to give a carbon. The Torah says 8 days, you can bring the regular carbon.
Right.
But a Bukhar, no. Bukhar is machlekes in the Mishnah. What's the sheer Bukhar? 30 days? Or 50 days. And then the second mandam is 3 months. And this we learn from Psukim, Gzeres HaKosef. So I don't think it's a good thing. I think there's an Ikar Hadin. And this halacha that we're makish of Bukhar Behemoth to Bukhar Adam, that you must wait 30 days, is an Ikar Hadin. You must wait 30 days, whether you like it or not. You have to wait 30 days.
So that's the minimum now. Right. Now let's move to the maximum.
So what is the maximum?
The maximum amount of time that he has that he can keep it. Why would he want to keep it? All he's doing is costing him money.
So the choice, he has to keep it. He has no choice.
For at least 30 days.
Why?
Does this 1 year come in?
Oh, so let's see. We have to see. Let's read the Mishnah again. So let's chaz the Mishnah. Ad kama Yisrael chayavim latal b'bukhar. Okay, so therefore let's chaz the Mishnah. Chayavim. Why? Because it has Kedusha. Because if there was a Beis HaMikdash,
right.
We would not. So basically, we're doing today whatever we would have done had there been a Beis HaMikdash. Right?
Yes.
So had there been a Beis HaMikdash, when is the earliest time you give the Bukhar?
30 days.
That's so therefore, even though now there is no Beis HaMikdash, you still have an obligation to be metabol the Bukhar for 30 days. Right? So ad kamach yisrael chayim l'tal b'buchar b'dakah shloishim yoyim uvigasa chamishim yoyim.
Right.
Rabbi Yosi Omer, I disagree. B'dakah shloish chadashu. Fine. Abla akoy mesorach hazman t'neli. Even though
there's a loyin and a
loy. Loyin
and
loy. Like mesakoyim mesim beisagranos.
Why can't don't you give it to him if the kohen wants?
Because I could give it to any kohen that I want.
So in other words, I have a right to hold back because.
I have a right to give it to anyone that I want.
Right. So if a coin asks for it, I don't have to give it to them.
I'll make a deal with you.
Right.
I'll take care of it. You can't bring the animal until it's 30 days. So instead of you being metabal with it, I'll be metabal with it. And in reward for me, the service, what I'm saving you, you're giving it to me. That's also. You're making the dinim into a business. You're not allowed to go make the manas kahun into a business.
Okay.
I'm saving you the tircha. It's your obligation to matriach with the animal until it's royal hakrava. You know what? I'll take that obligation off your hands. I'll do it. And in reward for me taking care of the animal, you'll give it to me. That's a classic violation of koyein hamisayev v'esagranos.
Yes.
Yeah. Now then it goes on. Fine. That's now we go navim balmum. Who let's say the animal from day one is a balmum.
Right.
So now it's not going on the mizbeach.
Right.
So therefore it only has now kedushas damim. Kedushas Dom, right. You can shecht it immediately.
Right.
So why don't you give it to the coin immediately? Because the answer is, it's not likely he's going to want to shecht it within 30 days.
Right. But if he asks for it,
you can give it to them.
You can give it
to them. Because I'm not saving it because really it's yours now. Now let's go back. Now we're going to the difference. Now, let's say there's a Beis HaMikdash. If it was a tam, it's mamash vaker what I said. It's mamash vaker. Look at that. You hear what I said? So it's not true. The 30 days did is not a true din. What's the more than saying here? This is a little too confusing to me, this whole thing.
What's the
The im bal mum of yom lo nun chal over here.
Mutter.
Why?
Because technically he can bring the carbon before 30 days.
Right. Okay. So the whole drasha, the whole Gemara's drasha, is only when there's no base. Because when there's no base hamigdash, so I made him the whole.
No, one second. If he doesn't say anything, then you shouldn't give it to him for 30 days when his man is a base migdash. But if he dafka asks for it, since he's allowed to bring it as a carbon, then you have to give it to him.
Why? Because technically he can bring it right now.
He's entitled to it.
He can eat it. No, not because he can be makrovid right now.
Be makrovid. It's not like he's saying, give it to me now, for the atonement of no that you're giving me,
right.
I'll makrovid, give it to me later, because he can do it now.
Right now. Exactly. So basically, when there's a base hamigdash, a tam is exactly the same as a balmum, when there is no base hamigdash. When there is no base hamigdash, the only time the kohen can derive benefit from the animal immediately, when there is no base hamigdash, is when it's a tam. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, so if it's a Baal Mum, the Kohen can be Nene immediately. If it's a Tam, he's stuck. What's he stuck? There's no Beis HaMikdash, so I can't bring this as a carbon, so I'm getting no benefit out of this. So then, the rule is, the Yisrael, he has an obligation for at least 30 days to take it off his hands. But I'm more than that. Not more than that. You hear?
So if there's no Beis HaMikdash and it's a tam, then it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing for the coin, because he's stuck with it. So therefore, the rule is, we don't want the coin to be stuck, so therefore let the Yisrael bear the burden, let him at least care for it 30 days.
And you're saying that's why today we make a... We shoot this with a guy, so there's no problem. It's a total negative, the Bukhar. Nobody benefits from it.
No benefits. The Yisrael has to raise it.
The time when there was a base, somebody benefited, the Kohen.
Right, so the Kohen can even actually bring the carbon immediately, even day 8 he can bring it. So then, the rule is, since it can be then already on day 8,
so then you give it to him.
You give it to him. But if there is no Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen cannot be Nene from it, it's just going to be a tircha for him. So therefore, you, the Yisrael, have an obligation to care for it in order not to be matriach the Kohen. But it comes a point in time where you're not obligated anymore. You're only obligated to take it off his hands only for 30 days.
Right.
Now, it could be the reason why 30 days, I think I understand the reason why, is because after 30 days, the Kohen really doesn't have to do anything but for the animal. What happens after 30 days? What happens after 30 days? I'm explaining.
Go ahead.
There's no tircha for the Kohen either after 30 days. Why not? He lets it roam out in the fields. It's an autopilot. It's like those robo-carpets, those robo-things.
Didn't you say that he's it's his fields?
The 30, assuming that it's all his fields, let's make that assumption. The first 30 days, you have to every single day nurse it. You got to give it a bottle. You got to take care of it. After, it doesn't have teeth. So for the first 30 days, someone has to spend time with this baby animal until it develops.
That's why you don't want to give it to the
After 30 days,
yeah.
Let it go out into the field and go eat the weeds. Leave me alone. That's right. I cannot be mak of this as a carbon in the mizbech. I have to wait until it gets a blemish. I'll wait. No loss to me. I don't have to feed it. Let it go out into the fields. Let it run wild, go out into the fields. And then when I see that it gets a blemish, I'll shecht it. So there's taka, no loss for the Kohen. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, and the animal is a tam, so the Kohen cannot shecht it. If he can't shecht it, so what's its status? Well, the rule is, for the first 30 days, it's a very big burden. Because for the first 30 days, the teeth did not yet grow in, and whoever owns it has to go and take care of it. And that's a lot of hard work. After 30 days, the animal has matured to the degree where you don't longer need to take care of it. It can take care of itself. So therefore, after 30 days, you give it to the Kohen. Kohen, here it is. It's all yours. And the Kohen now doesn't have to do anything. He just has to wait. Just to wait patiently until it gets into an accident.
So is there a way we could just write this down on a piece of paper?
No, we don't need to. We don't need to. Okay, so we got this so far.
Changed a lot.
What?
He needs to write everything down.
You should know that I find that writing it down is not even a mile. For a daf yom, it's not a mile. It's like I did some work with Torah Nitai. So they sent me a band of a certain organization, the Mamish. So on top of their program, it's like everyone thinks that their program was the best. I know who's coming to your program. No one's coming. And whoever's going to come is going to come there for 6 seconds until they bounce, until they run away. And as long as the statistics said that you had 3,000 people who watch your program, you're in Gan Eden. Do you realize from 3,000 people who watch your program, the average time that they spent watching was about 30 seconds. Okay? So big doodle,
but
right?
The statistics on that too, right?
Well, yeah, of course. But they don't, that you don't tell anyone. You don't tell those statistics. You just tell them how many people looked at it. They don't tell them how long they stayed. They stayed. It's like the most I ever saw in a program someone stayed was like 12.
Well, usually the most it tells you how many times they went in. They went in
that's
deeper,
also,
and deeper and deeper.
Well, that's also everything. So they sent in the banner 2 weeks ago, and the banner was no good. The banner had the wrong title for the program. I'm only like mamish, an assistant to an assistant, and I don't even know why I'm doing this because they checked me. They have mamish. The guy's desperate. He needs to get home. So they sent in. So then they posted. They put up the banner, and it's the wrong banner. They made a big mistake.
Right.
So they come, they complain to me, oh, okay, fine, give me, I'll correct it. So I go, and I spend a good 20 minutes, half an hour, because they don't have shamas, they don't have a banner. I have to make a whole new banner. I made a whole new banner, beautiful banner, and I posted it. So then I sent it to them, and of course, they don't even post it, because they're not interested either. They couldn't kill me. Everyone's asleep. Finally, they post it. Oh, because then they have to go. Then, oh, it doesn't say on the banner, it's Lezecha Nishmas. So and so. And it doesn't say on the banner this other detail. Every little thing on the settle it has to say. And this one is sponsoring, this one this. So I write back, you make a banner online. We do not put the little details. We just put the big stuff. This is the speaker, this is the time, and this is the date. Vezehu. And that's it. And we try to decorate it in a way that will catch. I said, you know why? because the amount of space that we have is so small, no one's going to see it, and the amount of time, it's rotating banner. You only got a split second. This is not a newspaper where you can sit and look at your advertisement and spend 20 minutes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand, people don't understand that. The online marketing is nicht dieselbe Sache as a newspaper. You sit and you get your newspaper. You can look and look and look. The truth is, no one's looking. The newspaper, the only one that looks at the advertisements are the people who paid for the advertisements.
But
no one else. No one. But no one knows that. No one knows that. So who cares? And you do whatever you want, the newspaper. But online, no one's going to see it anyway. So, Zel Bazach, you have a daf yomi. I give out a hand. I learned this the hard way. I go and I spend 3 hours and I hand out. It's information overload. It takes many hours to absorb all the details on a chart. It does.
I maybe think people, certain people are different than other people. Some people enjoy it more than others. There are mathematical minds, there are scientific minds, there are psychological minds. Everybody's built differently. Some people do appreciate it, some people don't.
Different
linear thoughts, curvy thoughts. Some people are, you know,
different strokes
creative
for different folks.
Exactly.
Some people.
I happen to be a person who thrives on
charts,
on rows and columns.
Okay.
That's all I do all day, rows and columns. So I thrive on that. I love rows and columns.
Shasi there.
Love rows and columns. So if you give me rows and columns, I'm very happy when Art School gives me a chart. It's every Yossi. Chanina, this.
I don't even look at it. Don't even look at it.
Okay, so we're built differently. You're more of a creative, probably. I'm
not
more
creative.
Innovative.
Okay, I hear the argument. You've said very well. You've made a good point, and I accept it.
Okay.
Now,
so
let's
say,
provide
to me, it would help. See, to me, it helped after we went through this thing. Is to say, Bizman Azeh, Bizman Amigdosh, Tam, Mum. Okay, go ahead.
So let's
right.
So therefore, the Yisrael has an obligation to have the Bukhar. Why? Because until 30 days, it has no teeth. And therefore, you have to feed it. You got to feed the little animal. So therefore, and the animal is not going on the Mizbeach. Why is it not going on the Mizbeach?
Because it's Bizman Azeh.
Exactly. So therefore, who has the obligation to raise it until it gets its teeth?
The Yisrael.
Before you get the Yisrael. Now, once it gets its teeth, what do you do with it? You give it to the Kohen.
Right.
Now, does the Kohen have any Tircha? No.
He could be Makrovit, right?
So he can. So what does he do? He does nothing. He waits.
Okay, but you said there's nothing for him to worry about
exactly.
Because since it's now self-sufficient,
exactly.
He can go out and graze.
Exactly.
Even though my question was, doesn't it cost him grazing?
The assumption
You're telling
is no.
Me the assumption is
the
no.
Assumption
he can,
is no. Hefka,
he can go into
Hefka. On Hefka fields, yes. That's the assumption, correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's the assumption. If that's let's assume that in that what
the assumption it's not he's not providing hay
no.
And all this kind of stuff for
no.
This animal.
The tircha is to feed it because it doesn't have teeth.
Right, I hear you.
That's what
okay.
It says in the writing.
Okay.
Rashi
we'll
is said fine. Now
Shloim
Vagasa Chamishim takes long, it has
okay.
More teeth. Fine. Now then we all Josh. Rabbi Yosef Mebedaka Shloshe Chodoshim 30 months. I'm like now then let's say the Kohen says within that amount of time, you know what? I will do the tircha, I'll feed it. I'll come every day and babysit. No, it's Koyein HaMisayaya.
So you're saying there's a side, he's doing something, a dastardly deed. He's not really doing it to benefit you, he's doing it to benefit himself.
Exactly.
He's trying to take
rights.
Advantage over another
exactly.
Koyein.
I'll,
so you're
I'll
not allowed to do that to him.
I'll basically buy it from you at a discount.
In a time when I can't do anything with it,
no, you can't do anything with
you're
it.
Telling me it's the first 30 days.
Right. During the first 30, it's right.
You can't really do anything with
you
it. So the
do.
Only reason he's doing it is to take a head start on
exactly,
someone else.
Exactly.
Okay. Momo, however.
That's it. So then you can be then immediately. You can be even not Bizman Azeh.
Even not Bizman Azeh.
Well, that will come later on. But let's continue. Let's say Bizman Azeh is the Balmif. You can be then from it. immediately.
So the first 30 days, the general rule would be that you should really, the Israel should really keep it, because like anything else,
because
you have to milk it.
Exactly.
However, yeah, if the Kohen says, give it to me,
right? Yeah.
So you are allowed to give it to him.
Why? Because it's a Baal Mum.
Because he's a Baal Mum. So the Kohen will.
So therefore, he can shecht it immediately.
Right.
He's not buying anything from you. He
has immediate rights to it. So exactly. It's basically, you're not giving him something in advance, you're giving something on time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now,
this is the real deal.
So now, there's a place where you can offer it as a carbon. So it's now a tamim. B'shas HaMikdash is like a balmum b'shas she'ein beis HaMikdash. Because b'zman HaMikdash, you can take the tamim and you can shecht it immediately.
So you should have to give it to the Kohen right away.
Correct.
So is that what it says? Im ho'yatamim, omer le'tem?
No, so really, you should wait. You really
should
wait.
Why? Because it's better to give a carbon that's 30 days old.
Right.
That's milk and everything. It's adult. But if the Kohen
says, I'll take
it right away.
So therefore, you're not giving you any benefit. Because he's not giving you any benefit because he doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
Because he's going to shacht, he's going to bring it as a carbon immediately. The im hoy lo tamim, amol ten livak venu mutter. Okay?
Yes. Even though it's costing the Kohen money. But the Kohen is willing. He's got to milk it.
No, he doesn't. That's exactly the point.
He has to milk it as long as he doesn't bring it to as a carbon.
Well, he's not. That's exactly the point.
He has a right to do it. But even if he doesn't do it,
and
he wants to milk it,
that's not your business.
It's not your business.
Since right now he can potentially bring it this very,
correct,
very moment. So therefore, that's it.
It's
his business.
He's allowed to say that.
Because right now you're not. I mean, he's not doing anything. He doesn't have any requirements or anything. Now we come to a whole new din.
No, he says, Omer loy. Oh no! Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead.
Now we come to Abuchar Nechal Shana B'Shana. Now, what
you know,
that
but
mean?
Notice what he says. Im Omer Im Hayatamim.
Yeah.
Omer like 10. He doesn't. Really? It doesn't stop there. It says Vakrivenu.
Exactly.
So he has to say, "Give it to me because I'm going to."
Of course.
Makrev. If he says, "Give it to me," don't worry about it. I'm going to fatten it up. I'll pay for it. I'll take care of it. No, then you can't. But it's only if he says Vakrivenu.
Right.
Okay.
Look, I mean, the fat enough. There's a relevant point because since he can be makrivit right away,
since he claims he's going to be makrivit right away, you have to give it to him right away.
Exactly. Okay. Now we come to a whole new din. Bechor the mitzvah lechatchila shenechal b'shana b'shana within its first year.
Right. After you have to eat the kohen has an obligation to
that
eat the bechor.
Eat it. You give it to him. You do it right away. And if he's lazy, he wants to delay, that's not your problem.
He's not going to Eretz Yisrael for a year. He didn't get a good ticket.
He has to eat it within 1 year. Bechor Nechal, the Bechor is Nechal Shana B'Shana. Bein Tam, Bein Malmum. Whether it's a Tam, whether it's a Balmum. An animal that's the firstborn, whether it's a Tam, whether it's a Balmum, should be eaten within 1 year. Fine. What's this unusual expression of yearly? Which means every year's animal crop has to be eaten. It's a yearly carbon. It's not like Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Shlish, Rishon Rishona, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Second year is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Don't make any mistake about it. And there's no din Shemitah. It's not a din where it changes, where the status of the Bechor changes. The Bechor is Shana Vishana. Every single year, year in, year out, there is no exception. That's the Pshutoi Shel Mikra. The Pshutoi Shel Mikra is that the mitzvah of Bechor applies every single crop, every single year of animals. Every year the animals give birth.
But it's a chronological year. It doesn't go by a calendar year. It goes by chronological year. It goes by how old the behemoth is.
Correct.
It's not like you look at a calendar and say, oh, I must bring it by Lamed Elul. There's no rule that it looks at a calendar. It looks at the animal's age.
I assume that to be correct.
Okay.
The Gemara makes a drasha, even though that's the Peshuta Shel Mikra, and this halacha applies. It applies yearly. There's no respite.
Right.
Okay. Even though that is technically correct, however, we make a drasha that a bechor, once you give it to the it's born, it must be consumed. The mitzvah that is done to the bechor must be fulfilled within the year,
right,
which means which means that if it's a Bechor Baal Mum, so the Kohen should make sure that he eats it before the year expires. And if it's a Bechor Tam, he should make sure that it goes on the Mizbeach before the year is over.
What does he gain by eating it? I mean, what mitzvah is being done if he eats a Bechor?
That's the mitzvah deraisa. Bechor either is a korban.
That's a Baal Mum. Is a mitzvah of a Bechor Baal Mum to eat it
only
within
eat it.
The year.
It's a Zeres HaKosan, it's a Kliyasa, that's eating within the year, that's correct. That's what the Mishnah is here in Mechadish. The mitzvah is Shana B'Shana Tachlenu. Now we have an idea. Now here's the statement which is going to be vague, and the Gemara is going to come to clarify what exactly this means.
So let's say it's half a year.
It was meant to be offered on the Mizbeach.
Within a year.
So far, what have we discussed so far? We discussed where the animal was born with a blemish.
We're talking about now Bisman HaMikdash or now
Bisman HaMikdash? Bisman HaMikdash. Until now, we discussed two cases. When it was born with a blemish.
Right.
Or it never got a blemish.
Right, right,
never.
Right.
So then you have exactly 1 year.
Okay,
so let's say it was born without a blemish.
And now it gets a blemish. Let's say in 1/6.
So now its clock starts all over again.
Where does it say that?
It says now, Noila Loimum, Besarchana, so in its first year. Rashai Lekayimai Kol Shneim Osor Chayimish.
What does that mean?
You can keep it for 12 months.
From the time of the mum?
Yes.
How do you see that's what it means?
That's what it means. Loyalai Mum of Shirashi. Rashi says, Imhoyubal Mum.
That's Imhoyubal Mum.
There's no Rashi on this. If it develops a blemish, the Gemara will explain this also in more detail. If it gets a blemish, you're Rashai Lekayimai for 12 months. Okay? That's what it's going to be. Loyalai Mum of Shirashi.
He's permitted to keep it all 12 months. There's a dispute in Rashi Rabbeinu whether he refers to the owner or the Kayan for discussion whether this case the year starts at birth or at the 8th day. Another machlokes. After Fritz year, Shloshim is permitted to keep it only until 30 days. After its first year? Why should it be after its first year? After its first year, you should have already brought it.
You have until a year to bring
it. Right, so let's say it says after its first year, that's the last one. How is that possible? He was over something, you mean.
So what is saying? What is saying in the Bach? The Bach Ois Gimel. The Bach Ois Gimel, right?
Lach Yud Beis Chodesh?
On the side, the Achi takes it out. Tevois Elu Mochuk.
V'nichta B'tzidai?
It just takes out the Yud Beis Chodesh after its year. And what it says, there's an Ois Sadi over here on the side. What letter is that? I can't even see anymore. That's a Tzadi, right? Chof, Lamed, Mem, Nun. So, Ayin, Pei, Tzadi. V'chein, V'mishna, Ayin, Gmol, come on. Okay, I don't know. But it says over here, let's say it is...
What's his new din?
Now, he takes out those words. Okay, so basically he is called Shnei Masa Chodesh.
Well, you got to say something. Instead of Lacha Yubes Chodesh, this is Lacha Shnosoi. Okay. That's all he replaces
this
with Lachash Nasai.
This indeed is exactly what we're going to learn right this moment.
Oh yeah?
The Girsa. So now let's turn the page. Chav Ches Amar Aleph. Chav Ches Amar Aleph. What does those words mean over here? It says,
The same case.
And in other words, 13 months.
So it's a funny way of saying it. It's a long way of saying it. He's allowed to keep it 12 months and 30 days.
Is that what it means? We take out those words. And now a new case. How did it happen?
No, maybe it happened in the hands of the Kayan. When you said, how did it happen... It's not saying in here this happened in the hands of the Yisrael. It could happen in the hands of the Kohen.
But it says that the Kohen has to be shuttled in his first year. Let's see. Where
did it say? We said that the Kohen had a shechtan in his first year?
Yes. That's the halach. This is the Mishnah.
So where was it? Habachor nechal shana v'shana.
That's what you mean. So let's see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says,
maybe he was over.
Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi.
Okay, go ahead.
Rashi here in Maskil is the only achar shenosay nami shloshim yoyim.
Yes.
Af al gav de mum besoich shenosay. Noilad, af al gav de mum amum besoich shenosay. Noilad tuva.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's based in the Bach. The Bach says, the achar shenosay, al gav de noilad amum besoich shenosay. Tuva. Let's go to the next Rashi. Kol shneim osa chodesh ad sheyu loy shneim osa chodesh mishen noilad heicha denela mum liyachas nosai v'shal gamu shoshkayim mishen v'amum til yachas nosai v'shal gamu shoshkayim evidim liyachas nosai v'shal gamu
shoshkayim v'shal gamu
shoshkayim. How do you not have it so long? How will you not have it in your possession for more than a year? Right, once already you passed that time, it's already done. Let us see what it says over here. It says over here is. Let us over here. And that Chav Ches Amid Aleph.
Okay, so this is a new rule. In other words, this chat is like this. We learned, like you said, two possibilities. Either he had a moon from the beginning, or he was a tam all the way through. We never learned the rule for what happens if a mum happens right in the middle. So now we're asking for the first time. What happens if the mum happens in the middle? Does the year get extended? Like, what happens?
Let's see. That's what Shaila.
So if you learn that it's... If you... Shaila kaim kol shnei mazur chaydes. First time we're learning such a rule, right? That means he's allowed to keep... The mum allows it to extend it to 13 months. The mum allows him to extend his tax return for another month. Right?
Wait a second.
The bottom doesn't even cross the top. Just the reason why we know is the bottom doesn't.
Automatically, his tax return is extended 30 days if it gets a mum in the middle. Oi, Dilma. Two cases. The same way, he doesn't get any extension. However, if after April 15th he gets a mum, then
Yaz Hadin who Shoshalakami call Shname also Hodesh, the Sue,
which is here's the story. Right? Tax return is due April 15th, right? Question is, what happens in the middle of the year? He changes his status from a married to single or single to married, right?
Well,
it's the first time we're discussing it.
Okay.
So now the rule is that this kind of guy, since his status has changed in the middle of the year, he gets an extra 30 days to file his taxes? Or does it mean, no, that if the change of status happened at the end of the 12th month, let's say on April 15th, then he gets the 30 days. Not if it happened during the year. During the year, he still has to file it on April 15th. Okay. But it happens at the end of the year on April 15th.
Last day.
Then the last day, then he's allowed to go to May 15th.
Okay, well, how do you read it inside? How do you say it? He says it's the last day. Let's read it inside. Hechikamar.
Which one of the two ways is it?
In the
middle of the year it happened. He gets an extension of 30 days.
Meaning what? It's a new case.
No. It's the same case.
Yeah.
One case.
13 months?
Yeah, he gets an extra month. Yes, because his status changed in the middle of the year, he gains an extra month. He gets his 12 months like he would normally get, April 15th.
Yeah.
Now he goes to May 15th. Because it developed a plan.
Right. Why do we break it up like that? They're two different statements.
So, because he got the blemish within the 12 months. That means we're talking about a case. What happens if a guy gets a blemish, if the animal gets a blemish within the 12 months? It didn't happen. He wasn't born with a blemish, and he didn't live without a blemish. He got a blemish in middle of the year.
Okay.
So Noilad Loi B'Seich Shnasi, this is the case. It happens a blemish in the middle of the year. The rule is he's allowed to keep it the whole year like everyone else, but he gets one extra month because something changed in the middle.
That's the second shot.
That's the first shot.
So the first shot is that he gets until the end of the year.
Like anyone else. And an extra month.
Okay, fine, okay.
Why it's split okay, it up, but that's what fine. It means. Oy Dilma.
Oy Dilma.
Two cases. Like everyone else. He's like everyone else. Doesn't matter that it happened in the middle of the year. Let's say he gets it on April 15th.
The last day of the year.
The last day, then he gets another 30 days.
So what would the halacha be according to the Maan D'Yavin that says, according to the first opinion, that when it gets a mum on the very last day, if it gets a mum on the very last day according to the first
opinion, it wouldn't make a difference. He would get 30 days more. It doesn't matter when the mum happened. Uh-huh. According to the second shot, it's only when you get the mum on the 15th. Then you get an extra 30 days.
You're a genius. You're a genius. So let's read this inside. I never would have figured this out. Let's see if we read this inside. Nachamo.
So, boy, you're relying on me.
Heicha, no, heicha, heichi, comma. What's this? Noyla loy besoich shenasai within the year, Rashai lekaim kol the choshem, which is not another 12 months, till the end of the year.
Right.
Plus.
Right.
Gets
an extension.
Since there was a change in the status in the middle of the year, you get a bonus of 30 days.
Right. 30 days.
Oy, Dilma. Heicha, d'noila, but
what
would
happen? That's two separate statements. Yeah.
But what would happen? Let's say the change of status would happen at the very last day of the year.
Also, you get 30 days.
Oy, Dilma, no, you don't get that 30 days.
No, he doesn't get the 30. Oy,
Dilma, heicha, d'noila, but m'sach sh'nasai, m'shal l'kaim, akhol sh'am, m'sach hodesh.
That's it.
The only time we'll give you 30 days.
Is
which is the last day of the year.
Right.
Amazing. Unbelievable. Two different gear size. Toshma. Let's bring a riot. Tell the Raisa Bukhab is Manazer. Achloy Nirila Haroisa Lichochom until it's Nirila Haroisa Lichochom, which means until what time is that, Rashi? Shalir Shalinaf of my mom, it was before it gets a blemish. Rashai Likaimai Shnaim Visholoi Shonim. 2 or 3 years. Okay, so therefore he did not get a blemish. I shall near the Lachacham. Why was Rashai? Who's Rashai? What are you allowed to?
Actually, near the Haroisa Lachacham.
Shlinaf Balmom, you have a Bukhar. And the Bukhar is in whose possession? It's in the possession of the Yisrael. Correct?
Who says?
Who else? Bukhar bezman hazeh, ad shlo nir nowadays,
fit for nothing. That is, it is unfit for sacrifice, because no temple. It is unfit for conservation of the coin, because not yet blemished. Only after Bukhar is blemished.
Who has the possession?
So now, let's say the coin has the possession. You can't do anything with it. You explain to me, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're stuck with this animal forever until it develops a blemish, right? So let's say 3 years pass. Okay. This Kohen is stuck with it. The Yisrael gave it to the Kohen. Right?
So
now he kind of.
You're saying that the Yisrael already
let's
gave
say,
it to him.
Yeah. He never showed it to Chacham to determine, oh, now you can eat it because there's a bloom. You can even keep it 2-3 years.
The Kohen. Oh, once ready, there's a blemish, the clock is ticking. Now we say, was the last day of the year. The last day of the year. This is the second opinion.
No, but the second opinion was he's allowed to keep it on the last day of the year for another
30
days.
If he gets a blemish, the second opinion says, achash nasai.
But he's saying, Toshma, learn a proof that the first invitation is correct. Oh, so in other words, you seem not like the second shot. Right?
Because Rashavas Aveda, when the heavens of the Baal Bale Bukhar, Shua Koin, Shabukhar, Nosni, the Rashai, they made an exemption and they let him keep it for 30 days. That's the second opinion. Let's read the Rashi.
Do you understand the case?
I hear the case.
What is the case? B'chor b'zman hazeh,
right? And he gets a blemish.
It's a blemish, even in the hands of the Kohen, right? Let's say until he gets a blemish.
It's in the hands of the Kohen.
And there's no blemish yet. So he can be 2-3 years, the guy's stuck with it, right?
Right.
Now, actually, Niril Harois Lechachem, it's not yet blemished.
Exactly.
Right? So you can keep it for up to 3 years. Now, let's say it's 3 years. Now, let's say he gets a blemish. Anytime.
So now the Niril Harois
Lechachem means he gets a blemish.
So now you got to give it by the end of the year.
If it happened in the first year,
yeah,
that's the case that we brought before in the Mishnah. So far,
period.
And what happens la'achar shnosai? If the blemish happens, a different case, right? If the blemish happens in the second year or the third year,
let's see Rashi jumping ahead.
So it's definitely not like the second shot.
Well, we did not discuss that case in the Mishnah. The way you learn Shah in the Mishnah, we never discussed a situation where it got a blemish in year two. You told me when it says Achar Shnosa, you told me it meant the last day of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're changing Pshat. Like I was in the very beginning. You give it to the Kohen, you give it to the Kohen out, and it gets a blemish, so you can, there's nothing you can do. Let's see, it's not like you told me. You added this new thing called the last day of the year. That's not true.
Yes.
That's not true. The last day of the year.
Okay, so let's say it means after the first year. Let's say it didn't develop a blemish yet, right?
It didn't develop a blemish, right. And now it gets a blemish. It gets a blemish now. It gets a blemish.
Because we said a bechor that doesn't have a blemish, it goes on forever. It can go on for 3 years.
And so, what happens when it gets a blemish? So when it gets a blemish, within the if it's within its first year...
Then you have only 12 months.
Until the end of the first year.
But what happens if you have it... It happens in the second year or the third year?
Which
you're allowed to do?
30 days.
If 30 days from the blemish...
From the blemish.
That's the shot.
Right, that's the shot. Now, Brayis a Toshma. What does the Brayis say?
In other words, if it happens in year two, year three, because it was a tam until then,
right?
Then the clock starts ticking from the date of the blemish, not from the date of the birth.
Exactly.
First year is from the date of the birth.
Exactly.
If it develops a mumah in the first year, it's the clock starts from the date of birth.
Exactly.
And you add 30 days.
No, you don't need 30 days. What do you get 30 days? You don't need 30 days.
That's the first shot.
No, it's everyone holds that. Nachmol, chaz de Brayis, nachmol, ibayilu. If it gets a blemish in the first year,
right?
Right.
Now the second statement. So what does that mean? This alachashnasa. Is this a new statement?
A new statement.
That if it happens a blemish in year two or year three,
you get 30
then he gets
days. Yes.
Then he gets 30 days. Oy dilma. That's it.
That's it. Which means what?
Then it goes 30 days from the time of the
moon. Let's see the first shot.
And after the year, he's allowed to keep it another 30 days. It's one statement. The first pshat is it's one statement.
Okay.
If the blemish, it's like I explained the rule. If it happens during the year, he gets a 30-day extension.
Okay. And what would happen if he gets a blemish in year two and year three?
It's not discussed.
So what would the implication be?
Implication, I don't know. It's not discussed.
You get zero. Because it's already past the year. You get zero.
You talk about the first pshat or the second
first
pshat?
Shot.
First pshat is it's one statement. So the mum extends it 30 days. Doesn't talk about what happens in the year 2 3.
Okay, fine. So according to you, you're getting an extension. You're getting until the end of the year.